Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm speaking with Michael Keith, green builder and the CEO of the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Michael is going to give us some ideas of how to keep cool in the summer here in Tucson.
So the first strategy is to start on the outside of the house. Trees, awnings. Awnings could be as simple as sheets. You want to really protect the windows. But the best strategy is try to protect it from the outside. Yeah, you really want to keep the heat and keep the light out of the house in the summer. Cool roofs, the white reflective coating, they're really cheap now, easy to put on, and they seal the roof. If you've got asphalt shingles, those dark shingles hold the heat for a long time after the sun goes down. So if you can replace those asphalt tiles with the Shasta white ones, the lighter ones, or go to a metal roof. Great thing about metal roofs is they cool down instantly as soon as that sun goes down.
How about the interior of the house?
So the easiest thing to do is change everything out to LEDs if you can, compact fluorescents if you can't. Pilot lights, they should be adjusted down to the smallest setting that you can. Same with your water heater if it's in the house. Big screen TV. You want to turn off your computers. You sort of want to turn off anything that's producing heat if you can. Of course, reducing cooking times or eliminating cooking times, you know, the time-honored go into summer barbecue mode or eat salads and all that. Dryers. Now, you really want to use clotheslines outside if you can in the summer. A typical electric dryer or gas dryer is pulling your air-conditioned air into the unit, heating it up, and then pumping it out at a vent up to the roof. I mean, you're just basically sucking cold air out of the house, heating it up, and pumping it outside. It's just like having a humongous window open and just letting all the AC cool air out. If you just line dry your clothes in the summertime and don't run that dryer, you can really reduce the hit on the, particularly the AC units. Overhead fans, you really want to be pushing the air into the house, and then hopefully it's exhausting out somewhere, but you're trying to push the air past the body. Now these are personal cooling techniques of pushing the air past the body, and they've done studies that have said people are still within their comfort zone, most people, even up to 82 degrees if there's enough air going past their body. So if you're not in the rooms during the day, I know this is counterintuitive, turn off the fans. If you're not there, then it's not really doing anything for cooling the house here because your body's not there. So turn the fan off during the day. Putting a mattress on the floor. The coolest spot in the house is by the floor where heat rises and banks. So if you can get it down there, particularly on hard floors, like hard tile floors and others, unless that heat's moving out of that house rapidly, it's banking down and banking down. So the lower you can go sometimes, the better.
So crawling in the summer is essential. That's a really good tip. For more tips on how to keep cool in Tucson, go to tep.com/tips. Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green. Produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.